Hi, Beth.
Hey, Beth.
You're Abby.
Dear Kiki.
Captain.
Red Flag. Desperate Housewife.
Pinot Grigio.
Doesn't want to marry. Love you like
more,
I love you.
Wine.
Don't talk to yourself.
Cheers, Beth.
Cheers.
Ill-advised. This is ill-advised.
Hi, Bits.
Hello.
Hello, and what the
fuck? Welcome to it. What did you just say?
And what the fuck?
I was like, that was a weird welcome.
Yeah. You want to keep going? Yeah. You weren't supposed to react to that.
And what the fuck, tail advice?
The podcast where two best friends are still pondering why they're here.
The podcast where two best friends are still pondering what the fuck.
What the fuck? And tell you what to do when someone else already has.
Because what the fuck?
And not that British man from the Discovery documentaries telling you why that lion is doing that lioness. Oh, that was good off the cuff.
We always are the best.
No, I planned the what the fuck. I just didn't expect to get a response from you.
Oh, you planned it?
Yeah. Well, not planned it, but thought about it right before I said it. Oh. It didn't just come out of my head.
I totally thought that was a blooper.
Oh.
You should have
cut
this part out.
No way. They need to know how fake we are.
Fair enough.
We don't do this shit for nothing but ourselves.
All right. Well,
yeah. If you're not here, that's Robert Mondavi. I'm Kim Crawford.
And if you're not here?
If you've been here, fucking do it again. I'll cut this part out.
Why? If you're not here, then...
If you're not here, you're missing out. Fucking clearly.
On some really good things.
This is fucking great. This is a great podcast. And soon we'll be teaching you how to...
Dougie.
Not do this the teaching right way.
Dougie.
And Dougie and Cupid Shuffle and Quit While I'm Ahead. Beth, how you doing?
Yep.
Yep.
I am doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? You just exist, is that?
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the dust to settle.
Oh.
Mm.
Finally cleaned the cobwebs out.
I wish. I'd be really great. Not just good.
I know. You've got cobwebs, dust bunnies. Oh my God.
So my hair's purple.
It's really not as bad as you think it is.
I just saw myself in the mirror and it is.
I really don't think so. I thought it was your scalp, but I understand where it is, but it's really just like one tiny spot.
Yeah. I went to court with this purple hair. That was... super fun.
And you were found guilty.
You are not a hairdresser. So how are you doing?
Good. Yeah, good.
Do you also need a Hoover?
Girl,
yes, please.
And how? Actually, no, I mean, like, what am I supposed to say? I feel like now I should plan everything. I am good. A Hoover would be nice, but as I said, since being medicated, it's not the priority. But also, I've been so preoccupied with work that the world has just been happening. Apparently, it doesn't stop for you.
Oh, who would have thought?
Who the fuck knew?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you've missed out on a whole life.
Wow.
Yeah. Current events and shit.
So all our exes were wrong.
What do you mean? Life goes on without them?
Yeah.
I know. They are not the sun. Are you
lying?
Motherfuckers. We've been counting on this shit. Wow. I know. It's really
spinning.
It's really. No, I'm just. I started silently reflecting on conversations from yesterday.
Got it.
Life really did go on. Damn. Did I tell you? No, I did. Of course I told you, but I didn't tell our listeners. I went to a furniture auction.
Yes.
And I bought so much fucking shit, half of which has like, it's like broken. But I bought so much shit for the price of like a bedroom set.
Do they let you know if it's...
So I went to go inspect them, but I didn't think to lift the fucking things and to like flip them over. I saw people doing that, but I'm like, Nana, it's fine. It's pretty.
Yeah.
I've never done an auction before.
So it's just kind of known that it's as is.
Right. It says it on there. You have, you know, you can come and see the things between this time and this time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all on you. And I was like, sure. But I somehow came away with 8 rugs that I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with. And I don't even like half of them. One of them is right here.
Which I love,
by Which the way. I actually love. When I opened it and rolled it out, I was like, this is not going to work anywhere in here. And then I unrolled it here and I was like, but it works.
Yep.
But it works. And so I have 2 more shag rugs at the house, one of which looks like camo blue, dark blue. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? I have to unroll it all the way to be sure. So you couldn't see
the rugs at all? How did that happen?
So the rugs was really interesting because they weren't unrolled when you went there to see them. So you could only see the pictures of them. And you didn't know how big they were, not all of them, unless they had the sticker in the back that said it and they took a picture of it for the online portion of it. So it's like a fucking disaster. But all of the rugs are great. But I have like a 9x12 shag rug in gray and I don't know what the fuck to do with it.
You didn't put it in the living room?
But I kind of like it. No, that'd I didn't
be
put
so
it in the
perfect.
Room. Well, it's a gray couch. It's going to wash out. That's why I didn't put it in there. Yeah. But that sectional is the most comfortable thing I've ever bought in my life.
It?
Yeah, and it was a total gamble.
I'm excited.
I bought 2 of them. Just
crazy.
You get
great.
Really excited because I think about those auctions where they put the paddle up.
Yep.
And then you hear about people who go to those who are like fucking paddle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, hell no. I get like the alert on my phone that someone outbid me. And I'm like, fuck you, bitch. That's mine. And I'm fighting with them. The last 3 minutes of the auction is back and forth. You've been outbid. You've been outbid. You've been outbid. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Here's another $3. Take it.
So the rugs, was it like a bundle thing?
No.
So individually.
I bid.
For 8 rugs.
So my hope, I went down the list bidding on these individual rugs, but I didn't go down the list first. I just went down the list. I was like, ooh, $5. Woo! And eventually I ended up spending more for each rug. But then I was like, people are going to outbid me for the other ones. They're cute. Mm-hmm. And I really want to put all the money toward this one. Mm-hmm. Like I would spend this much money on. No. Only I thought some of those were cute. So I got rugs for $5, $10. I have rugs for $60,
that's
$80.
That's so perfect. Like,
and then artwork that I put 2 of them up last night. After when I should have been going to bed because it's me. Mm. And I was like, they don't go anywhere in this house, but I love them. I don't know what to do with them.
Guest room. Throw everything in the guest room.
Right. I need to set up the guest room.
Put the giant shag rug in there.
Yeah. If it fits in that guest room. It's fucking humongous.
It is.
The other day, me and Wyatt were in the kitchen and we heard a crash and we couldn't figure out what it was for the life of us. Come to find out that it was the shag rug.
Fell over?
It bent because it was so heavy. And it knocked over the decanter you bought me, the whiskey decanter.
Did it break?
No, it just like slid them over and one of the glasses like tipped.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, oh, that makes total sense.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Yeah. And I guess I just felt like sharing that.
Well, that's funny.
Thank you.
You bid 8 rugs and got them all.
Yeah. All of them. 4 pieces of artwork, 8 rugs, a dining room table. 4 dining room chairs, the upholstered ones, not just like wooden chairs, but like these beautiful wingback ones.
Yes.
And then 2 other wingback chairs that are different. And then 2 other ones that are smaller for the sunroom. And then tables. So many fucking tables. I have a sofa table for the entry. I have a sofa table for upstairs. I have one for the living room that's like 9 feet. It's fucking huge, but gorgeous. And I fought. Until I won that one.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty one.
And I don't know, 2 sectionals. I got so many chairs, so many tables. Like my house has room for all this shit.
It probably does.
Probably. My mom's taking one of the sectionals. Mm. She's like, get me one. I'm like, all right.
Sure.
$170. That was it. Like, and they're super comfortable. And so many headboards and nightstands. I don't even...
This is hilarious. All for the price of like 1 bedroom set.
Total, including the rugs and stuff, I would say about $2,300. That could have gone to other things. But I need, my house is empty. I need furniture.
Yeah, it's a lot of house too.
Yeah. It's too much for little me. Mm. Since we've done all of the very vital updates that we're so fucking keen on. How about we just fucking drink and get this over with? Let's get to the good shit so we can get to the good shit.
Let's get to the good shit. Hopefully good shit.
Hopefully good shit. Listen, I don't know what's up with Chardonnay these days.
It's not good.
Because I used to love Chardonnay.
Me too.
And I don't know what's been happening lately.
Maybe that's why. Maybe it was our go-to one for so long that now Sterling. It's like... Ugh.
We haven't done that on the podcast yet. We should give away our secrets. Actually, I don't know. We've drank hundreds at this point, and I have no idea what we have and haven't had.
It's true, actually.
Yeah, we need a database. This week's wine is called Harkin, as in we hearken ye.
I still don't know what that is.
As in we call to thee. Although there's a bike on it. It's like a tricycle.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Exactly. You still don't know what it means.
No. Hark. Is that like behold?
No, that's halt. Or wait, that's stop.
I was going to say no. I'm going to Google.
Can you just find out which Shakespeare play we're talking about? Barrel fermented Chardonnay from 2020, California. Which I think, unfortunately, means it's going to be oaky. I wish I saw that before I grabbed it. But it has 90 points on Wine Enthusiast. Presumably of 100.
Let's hope.
We created Harkin Chardonnay because we missed that rich... Fuck, I should have read the back. We missed that rich, oaky taste of Chardonnays gone by. At some point, someone decided that those great toasty notes and buttery finish went out of style. They were right. We think that's crazy, so we brought it back. Harkin Wines. Drink without regret.
Hark means listen.
But why is there a bike on this? Either way, your definition, my definition, why is there...
Is Harkin even the same?
I don't know. It's not like it's a different country.
I don't think Harkin is...
Harkin is a
part
word.
Of hark.
So wait, hark is to listen.
Harkin.
Harkin.
Listen. Okay, I stand corrected. He refused to hearken to Tom's words of wisdom.
Oh, Tom. Oh no, Tom. Tom's words of wisdom. So he, oh he. Men, am I right?
Cheers to that.
I don't know. That was the nose.
It smells pretty good.
Oh, that's pleasant. It's like if Hawaiian Tropic got acidic.
Yep.
Weird.
I hope it tastes like it smells.
All right. Here's to a tree in a glass.
Yep. There's the oaky barrel. It's not
we've had worse.
I was just gonna say it's you can taste it, but it's not like the usual.
No, I first sip, I don't hate it.
Same.
That's dumb. Does that mean like we have to like take our expectations out of wine choosing? You know what I mean? If I had said no to this because it was oaky, we wouldn't know that maybe there's oaky that we can do. Or do we have two more sips before we decide?
I think it's still a fair observation.
I liked that.
It was even better than the first sip.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Do we need to take into consideration that we just had swigs of cheap, gross wine?
Maybe you do because you're feeling it.
Fair.
Not to me.
I meant flavor-wise.
Flavor, no.
Like this tastes better?
No, because I didn't taste it when we swigged it.
Yeah, but it's still on your palate.
Maybe, but I don't know. Let's try again.
Yeah,
This is the taste part. Okay. Fool me three times.
Right.
This is actually pretty, it's a nice surprise.
It is. It's like fruity, but not sweet.
Right. That fruitiness is very forward.
Oaky, but not.
Tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. That's what made me kind of step back was when we read that it was barrel fermented.
Mm-hmm, yep.
I'm like, great. The whole time this bitch is sitting in oak.
What's your rating?
I think I would give this a 4. I expected to give this motherfucker a straight 1.52.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oak, great.
And Chardonnay.
Yep.
I think I'm with you. 4.
It's fucking dumb.
I wouldn't go look for it for myself.
Mm-hmm. See, I would buy it. That's what a 4 is to me.
Oh, right. We went through this last week.
I think we go through this every week.
Yeah.
If I don't buy it, it doesn't hit the scale.
Yeah, because there's plenty that like we'll drink if it's there or if it was offered to us, we would drink it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
I don't know. 3.5. I'm going to say 3.5. Okay, great. Because
3.75 is the average because we got a fucking math.
Not me. I don't math.
That's why I did it for us.
Right.
You know, I have questions this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where from?
Just fucking bang off start. We're going bang, bang off, bang up.
Bang, bang off.
Up, bang off.
Somebody bang me
up. What a start. What a fucking start. If you're still listening, thank you. And we're sorry.
Literally.
We're going to get good, though. We promise.
Yeah, we're going to get good.
We're going to get good. How about Abby? Dear Abby, let's go back to basics, shall we? This week. And I'm going to just jump right. Yeah. I'm going to just jump right while you aerate your wine in your face. This is the most I've seen you sip wine during a podcast. I think you really like this one.
It's good.
I think you need to go back from a 3.5 to a 4.
I'm still not going to go buy it.
No.
But I originally said 4, so.
Yeah.
It's like a.
That's one that I would buy to bring somewhere. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what a 4 is to me.
What wine should we get or bring? Or. And it would be like, remember that Chardonnay we really liked? Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, let's grab that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would give that a 4.
I'm going to go to the store to get it specifically.
Yeah, I'm not looking for it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Dear Abby, from You Express, and I'm going to jump right in because fuck the bullshit.
Mm.
March 1st, that's right, 3 days ago. Three days ago.
Ooh.
2 days ago. Days ago. Dear Abby... Husband gives spouse an unthinkable ultimatum.
Ooh.
Dear Abby, my husband has a poor relationship with our son and his wife.
Okay.
Yeah. That threw me off for a second. Wait, huh? They want nothing to do with him. My husband, they want nothing to do.
Right. My husband has a shitty relationship with our son and his wife. They want nothing to do with him. My son and his wife want nothing to do with my husband.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's referring to herself in the third person?
No.
My husband.
Right.
His wife is me.
No, my son. Our son and his wife.
Right. He has a poor relationship with his wife. My husband, I am the wife, has a poor relationship with his wife.
No, with our son and his wife. Okay. You were making me super nervous for a second.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, this is one of those moments that I normally would not be proud of, but I am taking this win.
I'm like, I'm concerned fuck, here. Fuck. I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
How many times can I say this?
Bro, I'm like, literally, how are you not picking up what I'm putting down? And I have never said something with so much conviction in my life to realize how fucking wrong I am. The son and the son's wife.
Right.
Not... Hey.
I was like, how am I losing you right now? Come back.
I was lost when I read it. Didn't
I know,
you see
that's
my
why
face?
I was like explaining it to you 3 times and you still were like, I'm the wife and he's the man. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
the son.
Yeah.
You're missing that part.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
The his applies to the son and not. And maybe that wine did work. Maybe it worked. I don't know. I have no idea. I can't. I'm too busy blushing for myself. They want nothing to do with him. With who? Just kidding.
Okay. I'm like, give me the fucking phone. Give me the phone.
They want nothing to do with him and don't want him around the grandchildren because of how he acts. The son and the wife want nothing to do with him?
Correct.
Okay. Because that confused me legitimately.
Got it.
My husband tells me I should stick up for him. Oh, there it is. I should have just kept reading. My husband tells me I should stick up for him and tell them what they're doing is wrong, or that he would never do or say anything bad in front of the grands. My son and his wife have made their decision. If I send them a text or visit them, it causes fights in our house because he is not welcome. Now my husband is demanding that I choose stand by him and have nothing to do with his kids, or choose the kids and have nothing to do with him. How fair is it to have to make a choice like that? Torn in Florida. Well, Florida says it all.
Wow.
Your husband is telling you it's our kid and his family or me.
I really want to know the issue between the son and the dad.
I know I'm super curious about it too. Now that I know that it's not written in the third person, that poor relationship. How does it go?
Enough where you don't even get to be around my kids.
Right.
Like that's.
There could be a million things with that. Like he's, you know, super old school for whatever reason, doesn't agree with something and just kind of like stood his ground. And mom's like, times have changed. And he's like, but not that much. And I don't know. I'm speculating.
Well, it says for the way he acts, for the way dad acts.
Oh, right. You paid attention to this? I was too busy figuring out why I was so fucking lost reading that first sentence. I'm going to be stuck on that for the rest of the day. I'm going to need to I need a therapist.
That was concerning.
I'm calling Fred.
For a moment.
I need help. For a moment. I'm still pissed. Jesus Christ. I don't even know. But being torn in Florida is not a fucking surprise to me.
Florida is... Torning Florida. Isn't a word. Torning.
Torning?
Yeah.
Hearken. Do you hearken how torn I am?
Yeah, so it said how for the way dad acts. So yeah. I'm curious what that, and it's enough for like, I don't want my kids around that, which I'm not going to invalidate any
parent. Probably a belligerent parent.
I was thinking maybe, or like religious.
Oh, well, that's where I was going with like the times and stuff like that. I guess I should have just said religious because it's not a bad word.
Yeah.
I say other things.
But for it to get to this extent, the husband saying either our kid or me is like, here's your sign, where the son probably is correct in his feelings.
You read my mind.
Right. So as a mother,
That will always win. Mother will always win, not wife.
Right.
Yep. I'm with you.
Right. So if you're just the type of person that like, I am who I am. I feel how I feel. I believe in what I believe in. Take it or leave it. I'm going to leave it. If you're telling me, especially my kid, what the fuck? Yeah. Grandkids too? Like what? Bye.
My conversation just because would
you
have
don't
gone
want
further.
To suck up your ego and apologize or fix yourself or whatever the issue is, that's not my problem.
Just the ultimatum is the lack of maturity and the lack of understanding and empathy and compassion. And I'm gonna venture that he treats you as his wife like total shit
if
he
you're telling
have that.
Me it's me or our son,
right?
Like
yeah
hello,
right? So I have nothing to
you and your ego can go play in the Florida.
Yeah. Beaches. Hit that panhandle, motherfucker.
No. Went over the Gators.
Yeah. Don't get eaten by a manatee, queen. How fair is it to have to make a choice like that? It's not.
It's not.
But you
thing.
Make the right one.
It's not a thing.
You tell him you can make a choice.
It's.
I would have just been like,
if you're not going to man up.
Right. See ya.
Right.
Bye.
Right.
Actually, you go.
And
you
I'm
going to
move
go.
In. Exactly. Or you I'm going to move go. Into our kids'
no, no.
in-law house.
I'm fucking gone. You find a... You're fucking gone. You find a place. See you later. Sayonara.
That's fair.
Get the fuck out.
That's fair.
Pack up.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be your fucking... Like, obviously, like I said, he treats her like shit.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be your fucking punching bag, I don't have anything else other than tell him to go where you go. Do you?
Yeah, it's just bizarre to be not Plus, only a grown adult,
that's
but
calling
a
his
parent.
Bluff. That's calling his bluff anyway. He's not going anywhere.
If he's taking it this far where he's not even trying to, like you got grandkids that you're not even trying to like suck it up for.
Right.
You're not.
Well.
You're probably not bluffing, which is even worse.
Narcissism takes many forms.
Egos.
Egos are huge.
Oh my God.
So let's talk about that real quick. Narcissists versus egos. Like somebody who's egocentric is just, it's like this constant state of wounded pride and not being able to compromise or bend or yield. And then you have this narcissism that is absolutely like on the outside based on ego, but on the inside, it's like they don't know that's why they're doing it. They just know that they're doing it, that they're being a narcissist, that they're doing everything to soothe themselves, to soothe their ego. it's like muddy waters to me sometimes. Like, you can have an egotistical human being and you can have a narcissism.
A narcissist is like...
I found a narcissism. Or you can have a narcissism or a narcissist. It sounds like an aneurysm. What a narcissism is when you have a lapse in judgment and you ruin everyone's life around you.
A narcissist will actually try to shift reality, to like form reality to... Mm-hmm. Ego is just like, I'm refusing to apologize whether I lose my children.
I'm too fucking proud to be wrong. Whether I lose
my... Like, my pride, my ego is like, all right, well, fuck you then.
Right.
Versus just the whole lengths and depths that a narcissist will go to.
Are they
ego focusing on... Ego is like, well, fuck you then. A narcissist is like trying to shape your reality to fit their, what they want and what they think and feel and believe. Mm-hmm. Versus ego is just like, oh, I'll just lose my friends and family before I apologize.
I'll be miserable before
like, I yield fuck to you then.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. I was going to ask, like, where on that spectrum does a narcissist realize that they are trying to soothe their own ego? But what you said, like, they're bending reality.
Yeah.
They want you to feel like their reality is right.
It's the only reality.
It's the only reality.
Yours is wrong. This is what's really happening and going on. And anything outside of that is not a thing.
Oh my God, you've always been so fucking good at that.
Oh, thanks.
Told a friend yesterday that they need to talk to you. I'm just saying.
Well, sign me up. Sign them up.
This bitch doesn't need school. School's for chumps.
Oh, fine. I start tomorrow after taking two terms off.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yes.
No.
I know.
Why? Tomorrow's an important day.
I know. That's why when you said it today, I was like, oh, tomorrow?
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Well,
yeah.
No substitute for experience, the buffs say. Response?
Yes.
Dear Torn, fairness has nothing to do with it. Your husband is trying to blackmail you into running interference for him with your son. Oh, that's a great perspective. It's time to decide which is more important.
Blackmail?
Yeah.
I don't think that's blackmail.
Not by definition. No, I agree with you. But I like the idea of it.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess too.
Continue.
And you too, and me too. And we too. It's time to decide which is more important, having a relationship with your son, his wife, and your grandchildren, or remaining with your controlling, unpleasant husband.
Oh, well, there's that.
Keep doing what you're doing and call his bluff. Wow.
Oh.
Because disengaging from you could be more complicated and expensive than your husband realizes. Damn.
Good call, Bev.
We're like the two sides of Abby that make Abby.
That equal one, Abby.
It's fucking stupid shit. I had nothing else to say. I just, thank you for humoring me. Right?
Yeah.
Next question?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Buckle up.
Oh, God. Should I go pee first?
No. Okay. No, we don't have time for that.
Okay, go.
Hold it until it comes then out of your fucking throat. Boyfriend eager to keep girlfriends from meeting.
Oh.
Really? Just, oh?
I need details.
I was just like, more than one? Biff's going to be like, oh, hell no. Mm-mm. Cut a bitch a clock.
But maybe it's like they know about each other. They just...
Like those casual fucking modern like, bullshit.
Don't tell me about it. Don't talk to me about it. Don't.
Yep.
That was my first thought.
Like, I know, so don't tattle on yourself.
Like, sure, have another bitch, but don't. She doesn't exist.
I don't know about it. Yep. I don't want to know about it. Whatever.
Right.
Ugh.
That was my first thought.
Do you think that that's unhealthy?
Of course it is.
Yeah. I think so too. But that works for some people.
No, it doesn't.
Well, they make it look like it works for them.
No. If you're so bothered
that you don't want to.
Exactly. Right. Then that's not working.
Oh, I'm sorry. It works not for that person, but the one who's like seeing two people. I guess I didn't think of.
Well, just,
yeah.
Of course.
Right.
I'm obviously getting my cake and eating it too. Right. And both these bitches both are letting me.
Yeah. Wow. I'm feeling this wine. Dear Abby, I am feeling this wine.
Dear Vino.
I think everything just took a second because literally everything is like, what's that vignette where you can edit a photo and everything on the edges goes dark.
Oh, yep.
But you're nice and bright.
Yep. Great.
Fucking, I've never done shots of wine like that in my life.
I told you it'll work.
Well, it took a while. It took a long time.
Yeah, for you
it
did, yeah.
Yeah. Dear Abby, my boyfriend, Rick, fake name, and I broke up 10 years ago and reunited 2 years ago. I'm in good health, own my own home, and I'm financially independent. Good for you, motherfucker.
Andy.
Rick is 9 years older. He owns his own home and is retired. We have been... I'm sorry. I love that the older we get, we see older people as younger.
Mm.
But never think about like big pimping in your 60s.
It's true.
I don't ever think about a man...
who's still a... fucking
like
dog,
or even a woman who's just like, I'm liberated. And like, to me, it's like, at what point do you want to settle down?
Right.
But I guess just,
yeah,
we're fucked.
I give up.
We're going to be fucking collecting Social Security and wondering where the money goes because we're not going on dates.
I'm just going to settle for you with no ring.
And we've been seeing each other every other week for the last 2 years.
Every other week.
Every other week.
Okay.
He has spent many hours painting and doing repairs to my house. I cook for him and give him massages, and we have a fantastic sex life. So what is the problem? Rick is emotionally involved with another woman. He claims they aren't in any way sexually involved. Should I tell her about his involvement with me? I have her name, address, and phone number. Rick refuses to tell her about me because he says it will, quote, upset her. I think she ought to know. What do you think I should do? I love him dearly and don't want to lose him. Being played in New Jersey. And there's your answer. This is a whole fucking, like, how we handle men around the world or around the U.S. Florida and Jersey edition.
Didn't say their ages?
No, but retired, and he's 9 years older, so she's still working, at least.
Retired is what, 60s?
65.
Mid to late 60s.
Yeah. Unless he was a
early
cop.
Early retirement, yeah.
A cop.
But still.
They can hire, yeah. But that's just, yeah, that's a mess.
Okay, so the writer is the side piece.
Yep. And the other one is the committed relationship.
Who he's actually going to marry.
Mm-hmm. But spending every other week, like literally like week long, he's coming by, or every other week he's coming for a couple of days or a day or two. Or
yeah.
That's the part that confuses me.
That was my feeling.
Because there's definitely no shared custody going on. She doesn't know about her. But what fascinates me is like, how have you gotten her the other one, the main piece, to buy into your weekly or bi-weekly business trips? I know of no woman who's going to be like, you're retired and you're going away every other week.
Yeah, maybe it's like I was a cop for 50 years, but now I'm retired, but now I'm doing stuff on the side.
So I don't have sex with my soon-to-be spouse or would-be spouse, so I'm finding it with someone else. She's fallen in love all over again. He's clearly not all there, unless there's some sort of benefit to being with this woman.
She said there's great sex.
No, but the main piece, I mean, the other one that she wants to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's got to be a benefit to being with her if it's not.
That's his true love. That's who he wants.
Can you have a true love without having sexual fulfillment with that person?
We don't know that they're not having sexual fulfillment.
Well, she said, he said, well, right. He said that they don't have sex at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
I completely missed that part.
I was paying attention and you weren't?
Yes.
Fuck. This episode's over. We need help.
Burn it down.
We need to be canceled. What can we say? Oh my God. What can't we say?
Yeah. Reread that part for me.
Yeah. He says that they aren't sexually involved in any way.
Oh.
Or he claims they aren't in any way sexually involved.
Of course.
That's why I said like he says and went, oh. But let's say that that's the case. Let's say he's right, just based on the information in front of us.
Okay, that's even worse.
I know.
That's way worse. I love this woman so much. I'm going to stay with her even though I'm not getting laid.
Well, that's what I was alluding to.
So now I'm literally just fucking you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting fucked out.
To me, is clear that he's just fucking her.
That's so much worse. Oh, of course it's clear right. If he's telling her, side piece. Right. Don't tell my girlfriend.
Wife. Or, yeah, right. Not wife.
Like, oh, honey.
Should she tell her?
No.
As a fellow woman who knows that the other woman who's head over heels in love with this man and thinks presumably that they're going
to
get married.
She only wants to tell the other woman, so the other woman will leave him. It's the only reason why she wants to tell her. Oh. She just said, I love him and I don't want to lose him. Should I tell the other woman?
See, okay. I can see that working both ways. Tell her because I want her to leave him, or should I tell her because
I'm fucking your man and I'm not going to stop? Why am I telling you if I'm not going to stop?
That's true.
If I found out about you and I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't know you had a girlfriend. And now I'm done with you. Mm-hmm. Now I'm telling the other woman because I'm like, listen, he's fucking both of us. I just found out. Figured you should know.
So good luck in whatever you do. Shouldn't be with that woman.
But if I'm like, I know about you. Mm-hmm. I'm continuing to stay with him. And I'm going to continue to stay with him. I'm only telling you in hopes that you leave. So now it's just me.
So now I go to the scenario where it's like you're stuck. You need to decide what matters more to you, whether or not you're going to be with him on a full-time basis because you love him, or whether you're okay with this arrangement. There's no in between.
Oh, yeah. She's clearly okay with the arrangement. She knows about the other woman.
Yep. So, like, but that's the thing. Like, she's being bothered by this other woman not knowing, or the woman not knowing what's going on between.
That's because she knows that he loves the other woman more than he is emotionally invested
in her. So what would you say to her? Like, she's like, which apparently is the question I'm keeping up with myself now.
She's obviously okay with.
She wants to know what to do. Should she tell the other woman?
No, because I'm not telling you to be like a good, decent woman.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this and continue to fuck him. Mm-hmm. Like, you're foul.
Either way.
For whatever personal reasons you're staying with somebody and staying in this, no judgment. Mm-hmm. You're staying in this quote-unquote relationship that is very obvious that you're just a piece of ass, then just keep it as that. You're not looking out for the other woman.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Just so you know, I'm fucking your man and don't plan on leaving.
Because I love him and don't want to lose him.
Exactly. Right. I'm telling you in hopes you leave because I'm going to stay fucking him. Mm-hmm. You're foul.
How do you even, let's say that her plan works. How do you then trust him to do anything that's not with you 100%?
He's going to go find the next, he's going to leave you to go get the other one back because he loves the other one.
Yeah. And then she'll put out. And then he's loving her and she's putting out. It's over.
You will lose him.
This is a cycle.
So she needs to do some self-digging and see why she's accepting.
Self-digging.
Yeah, I mean.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Both.
Please dig yourself.
Stop. Exactly. Stop.
You should go dig yourself. Yeah. We're going to. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm going to go to the response.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have? I feel like you do.
I'm with you, actually. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, you've. I think I had more questions than answers at the end of the narrative that she put out with Abby. So kind of put it in a perspective where it's like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like what you would say to me.
Yeah.
Like seriously.
Yeah. You're right.
Let's go get nachos. Sounds great.
That's Nacho Man.
It's Nacho Man. Dear Being Played, listen to your intuition. The first thing you should do, if you haven't, is ask Rick why that woman's knowing about you would upset her. Does she think his relationship with her is exclusive? Obviously. Mm-hmm. The second would be to tell him you would like him to introduce the two of you. If he refuses, call her You deserve to know exactly what's going on, which may be that they are much more involved than he is admitting. Biff, Abby doesn't usually let us down.
Yeah.
But this one.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I mean, you don't have to.
Motherfucking know.
Right.
What's going on.
Exactly.
You said that in your letter to Abby.
Right. And even if not, even if that's not happening, that's what you're feeling.
He wouldn't care ignore if that? She knew about you.
Trust your intuition is completely counter to that last part. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm proud of me. Yeah. Because you just went, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Abby. We can't get behind that response. Not in good conscience, actually.
Not unless that was Abby's way of like gently being like, listen.
No.
There's a reason.
Can you be an advice column and be quote unquote passive aggressive?
Do we not get that often? I feel like there's very few calmness that we've been like, oh, yep, well, there's that. The others are like, you know.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I guess I've never translated it or taken a step back to kind of dissect it.
Actually, I think we've said we tell you the things that advice columnists wish they could tell you.
Oh, thank you for listening to this podcast. Fucking, you're so... Next question. Yeah, fuck okay. This. I can't even do this. I can't do it. I quit. Find a new co-host. Somebody who's...
Well, then...
Someone who's worse looking.
We're done,
then. I was going to say better looking. I was like, fuck this.
I can't.
All right. Are you ready for my brand of fucked up? I have not read, obviously, because it's our MO. I have not read this question. So I'm hoping this is as fucked up as it sounds.
I'm excited.
Okay. This one's called, and it's from December 13th of 23. Romance blossoms within blended family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes you a little nervous.
I'm just gonna take a little swigger over here.
Take a big swig because you're behind and I am so far in this bag. I'm wondering if it gets darker down here. Dear Abby, I've been dating my boyfriend, quote, George, for 17 years following our divorces. Oh, okay. Yes. Separate divorces, mm-hmm. Biff? Is that, yeah? All right.
Yeah.
I'm not lost.
Not following our divorce.
I have three grown children. He has four. Two of them are still at home. We have never lived together. I'm understanding that correctly, right?
I need you to reread it.
They have been dating for 17 years following their divorces. They have never lived together.
Oh, dating for 17 years? Holy.
Over.
That's
over.
17 years.
17
and
years.
And have never lived together.
My daughter and George's son, the one that's still at home, had a crush on each other when they were teenagers. Fast forward 10 years, they have reunited and expressed their love for one another. Although George
of the jungle.
Look out for that speech. Although George cares deeply for all my children, I'm afraid he feels my daughter may not be the best choice for his son. She is unemployed and has health issues. And his family's opinions, in parentheses, they are very outspoken and value a strong work ethic, weigh heavily on his son. George, quote, parents his adult children who are still living with him. George stayed home until he got married at 30. His parenting style includes hollering at his kids when they're not tending to their chores or his directives, or they're staying out all night. This could possibly come between us. I should add, he's been good to me in every way. What do you think of all this? Less certain in the East.
I'm confused.
Go on.
That doesn't sound like there's an issue.
What do you mean?
She said she's concerned that he doesn't think her daughter's good enough for his son, or she thinks or feels.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid he feels my daughter is not the best choice. And his family's opinions weigh heavily on me. Right. You're
like,
right.
Like, has he made it nothing vocal? Outward. Is there the son's like, oh, you know, I really love you, but I don't know if I can be with you. Like, is there an actual issue? Like,
what do you have that substantiates that?
Right. It's like you, what?
So I guess we respond from the perspective that she's afraid of that. There's something that she's getting out of all of this that she feels that way. So maybe we address her feeling and not the question.
Are the children actually dating?
Yeah, they're in love with each other.
Okay.
They've reconnected and they're in love.
So they're in love. They're together.
Mm-hmm.
Mom has a feeling that dad doesn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's pretty much it. They've also been together for 17 years and have never lived together.
Mm-hmm. Which is what she should be writing in to ask about.
Right.
And not about, I think, possibly there's no issue out loud.
I wonder if mom's more bothered about it.
Mom feels insecure about the daughter.
And the son being together. And she's looking for a way to split that because she thinks it might have an effect on her relationship with of 17 years that she's never lived with.
With Jog.
Jog is the son or Jog is the Jog?
The husband.
Jog.
I don't know how to handle this one. Do not create an issue where there is not one.
Unless you have proof. Unless you have reason to actually believe
actively
it.
Actively
right.
Creating an issue.
Right.
Where Jog has been that vocal.
You're not creating because you're too afraid to admit that you're having this issue.
Like Jog told his son to dump your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now ask me a question.
Right.
Until then, I'm...
Yeah, this is all... It's so speculative of a question. Can you give me your opinion about my opinion?
He's never said anything or done anything or hinted to anything, but I just think that.
Right.
Like...
But we've never lived together in 17 years.
Great.
I need more about that. I understand,
like, we're never going to get married again, right? Like, we've both been divorced. That makes sense, but, like...
I can't.
I don't think I can either. What did Amy...
The question is, what do you think of all of this? And I think you're making an issue that doesn't exist.
I think the real issue
or
is...
Or you have a problem with it and you don't know how to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're making a different issue out of it.
Yeah.
Because, well, this one doesn't have a state in it. I was going to say because Jersey, but no, this is less certain in the East. So because of the Southeast. Yeah, I have nothing else to add to this. I think that you're coming to a conclusion that you've created in your head.
Well, it did say, she did, what did she say about the son? The family's opinions weigh heavily on the son.
That's a part of that sentence. I'm afraid he feels my daughter may not be the best choice for a son. She's unemployed and has health issues, and his family's opinions weigh heavily on his son.
So maybe there has been.
Maybe, but there's nothing explicit. More just like maybe he's expressed discontent on it. You know what I mean? So let's say for the sake of it that he has. Dad's expressed his discontent for it. Then what? Should have made her a stepmom before she was dad's girlfriend.
Yeah, I still don't know because it's kind of your daughter's business.
Right. I agree.
Like
there's no blood relation.
I'm not going to.
There's no legal
keep
relation.
Keep you guys together or break you guys up.
Right.
Based on how your boyfriend feels.
Right.
Whether it's.
Whether
has to
you
do
know
with my boyfriend or not.
Right. No, just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have no fucking idea.
Yeah. Same.
Dear Less Certain, what I think should have no bearing on any of this. The quote, children are all adults. You can't orchestrate their lives for them. And you and George need to calm down and let the scenario play out. Que será, será.
Hmm.
I guess we were right.
Okay, mind your business.
Mind your business. Like, fuck off.
Also, figure out why you're
right.
17 year long relationship.
Right, why you're not
still
together.
Yeah.
Married.
Not even.
He's probably married, the guy like, who is fucking going away
oh
every other week
God.
To fucking Florida <Imagine. or> Jersey.
Oh, that's actually.
They funny. Have no sexual contact. Imagine.
That's actually hilarious.
Uno más?
Yes.
Sister has a penchant for telling tall tales.
Ooh.
November 23rd, 23. Dear Abby. Over the years, my younger sister, Hannah, I'm not going to start saying quote for these things anymore ever again. There's so many fucking quotes in these questions. Over the years, my younger sister, Hannah, has been lying about some significant things, such as she claimed she was there alone with our dad when he died, that our older sister tried to talk her into signing herself into a state mental hospital, that my boyfriend was imaginary, etc.
Oh.
Her most recent fabrication, told to an elderly relative, is that our mother put Hannah unattended onto a plane from New York to Virginia when she was 12 with a layover in Philly. She said a man on the plane befriended her and took her to the VIP lounge where he gave her wine and abandoned her there. The trip was supposedly to go to our older sister's to assist her with a newborn. A quick math check showed that the baby wasn't born until Hannah was 15. When that fact was presented to her, Hannah said, well, then the trip was for some other reason. Our older sister says Hannah never came to Virginia on a plane or otherwise. This most recent lie has bothered me more than the others because I thought Hannah was doing better. Oh. Many people have suggested to her that she might benefit from medication, but she refuses to even consider that. Should I just let it go? I couldn't say she was a danger to herself or others, so reporting her behavior wouldn't get her the help she needs. Far from the truth.
Okay.
I would like to reiterate that the question was, because I lost it in all of this fucking fact-finding mission, was that should I just let it go was the question.
Oh, okay.
Good. So you lost it too.
Yeah, I wasn't focusing on the question.
Mm-mm. How can you?
It's hard because it's your sister.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just somebody you know or a friend mm-hmm. or should I just let this go? Yeah. That's all. It's hard because part of you wants to be like, I'm not going to, I don't know if condone is the right word, but like me not speaking up almost feels like
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of okay with this behavior. And not okay, but like,
yeah,
like
you're enabling it
in a sense. Yeah. But also for people like this, like the pathological,
mm-hmm.
that's so embedded.
Yeah. That there's deeper.
Literally nothing you can say or do.
Well, there's one thing you can do.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, that's why I said it's tricky when it's right, your sister.
Right, with your sister.
Yeah.
Right, I was going to fall in line with that.
So I think
there's only one thing you can do, unless letting it go is enough for you.
Yeah, if you're able to, and just let her be who she is, mm-hmm. and know that.
Take it all with a grain of salt.
Exactly.
Or eight.
Pretty much everything out of her mouth is probably a lie,
mm-hmm.
and you just, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And just,
you were on the Titanic.
And continue on. Mm-hmm. Right.
You let go of Jack?
If you can just allow people to be who they are, it makes for your life to be a whole lot easier.
That is such a hard lesson
it's
to
so
learn. It's
so fucking hard to do, which is weird because it's like your life has nothing to do with
right.
me. Whether you're
right.
my family, my sister, my boyfriend, like.
And it's something that you
something
know.
Something I can, this, whatever, this doesn't bother me. You are who you are. And I love you anyways. So you get to exist in my life. Perfect. But if it's something that like this eats me up,
mm-hmm.
this stresses me out, this gives me anxiety,
right.
then they have to go.
Right.
And so if you're able to just let your sister be who she is, good with the bad,
mm-hmm.
then that's what you do.
Right. You're making excellent points all around. You're either willing to meet her where she's at or meet yourself where you're at
mm-hmm.
and making decisions based on that. There's absolutely no way that you're going to be able to reshape. I think you're going to cause yourself more stress addressing this issue.
Absolutely.
Obviously, given the examples, you're not going to win.
Right.
Must have been a different trip. Well, it never happened. The trip didn't happen.
Right.
Okay. Well, high five. So you got to choose the lesser of two evils here.
Yeah. If it's something that doesn't disrupt you and mm-hmm. like your well-being and your happiness and mm-hmm. your mental peace, and it just is what it is.
Can you
this
let
is
it,
my sister.
Can you let it exist
she
as it
fucking,
is?
Every word out of her mouth is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Then that's
Would
it.
Would you be able to do it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a pro at like
Yeah, you fucking are. You're a fucking asshole. You're an anomaly, actually. Which is a good thing in this case. Yeah.
There's definitely things that, like, I let disrupt my peace.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I'm great at, like,
other people.
You are who you are.
I know. This you are really good at that. That's fucking bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. That's why you're able to stand our roommates.
That's true.
I was like, because I'm like, no, fuck that. Get the fuck. You got a lease. But get out.
And I'm like, well, you know, they had a shitty childhood. So or it makes this sense is where that they're at. They,
I'm like, right. But how are you? Fine. But that's not my problem.
Right.
And it's hard to see, like, you know, if somebody's not bothered by it, they've made it their problem. But it's like, that's not how it works, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so weird. But I agree with that, with the observation here, because what are, like, there's nothing you can do here. She's
right. It's
you've got to make a choice of what's good for you and protecting your own peace.
Yeah.
Which is either you're going to be okay with letting your sister get away with whatever fuck she wants to say and just mm-hmm. be comfortable knowing the truth.
Right.
Or.
Right. You're or it's say, too I'm much sorry. For you to, yeah, I can't handle it.
You know, but you've got to be vocal about that too. You can't just ghost your sister. She's going to try finding you. And then she's going to tell stories about you.
She probably does anyway.
I went to the Himalayas to find my sister. I knew she was there. And I couldn't. And there was a sign there that says,
she abandoned me.
Gone to market.
She never came back. Now I'm stuck here raising her seven kids. And now I'm her mom.
Exactly.
Can't afford bread. She took all my money.
Can't make bread at this altitude.
Like, exactly.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. That sucks, though. To have some, especially your sister, that sucks.
Yeah. Ready?
I,
there's nowhere else we can go with
this. I hope
this.
So.
Me too.
Let me just say.
Say it.
Nothing sucks worse than like having somebody, especially like a sibling, family member, somebody close to you that like you can't trust.
It's the worst.
That fucking sucks.
It's the worst.
There's also a reason why sister is a pathological liar. So.
I know.
It's kind of like.
Yeah, that's. Is there a tie to, based on your schooling, to pathological lying
with like some sort of mental
either mental or some sort of trauma
I was trying to think of like the connection between like a diagnosis and nothing jumped at me with just the lying
mm-hmm.
if there was like other
but what would cause someone like, to I mean other than maybe just like being insecure but like lying about stupid like things like that
personality. Yeah
that's what just I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely not dissociative. This is like completely associative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be some sort of personality.
CC just, Rachel Sievers.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah. We should. Dear Far, your sister is a fabulist, someone who composes or relates fables and invents elaborate untrue stories. From what you've described, she can't help herself. Some people do this because they need to be the center of attention. You aren't going to change Hannah, and medication won't make her condition go away. Let it go. I hate how abrupt that is, but...
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
She answered her question.
Yeah, deal with it or don't.
Right.
I was also going to mention, like, meds aren't... It's not.
Yeah, I forgot about the meds part. Yeah, but, so I mean, like I think that was implied with, like, you're not changing her. There is no truth... medication.
Right.
We'd all be fucking
I mean, there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
Medication?
The truth serum?
Yeah, but like medication. Like
no, something. I know.
Is truth serum legit though?
Yeah.
I've heard about it and then I've also it heard is. Like, this is Hollywood.
It affects the part of your brain that deals with the lying stuff.
Like it's real though?
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously?
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. I need some
I don't
of that.
Remember the name of it.
And I need someone to ask me what I really think about them.
Oh,
I've got a list.
Do you need meds for that?
A prescription would be nice so I can plan my approach. Those are some interesting questions.
Mm.
Yeah. They all had some sort of like caveat or some like, but if I didn't have you as a sibling or if maybe I'd be asking a different question if we hadn't lived apart for 17 years.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
If there wasn't another woman.
Right. It's just like, so are you sure that's the problem here?
Right. The problem isn't that you just can't live with it and end the relationship. Mm. Which actually sounds like judgmental and fucking like final, but it's like, yeah, so much
easier on the outside.
Yeah. Like we're not trying to make what we're saying like something simple and bro, you should have yesterday.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. Because
we're the worst at that.
Literally.
We're still dealing with it.
I was just going to say.
Years later.
Still very much fucked my life.
Right. And if there was a rock to crawl under, we'd be found by ourselves because we're still dealing with it.
Yes. Our rock would be painted red. That was a very convoluted
example.
Find me under the red rock.
The red rock?
Yes.
Why red? Like the flag?
It just... I'm very aware.
Oh, okay.
Of this.
Yeah. Just find me under any rock. You're trying to guess which rock I'm under. I'll be under that one.
The one with the skirt.
No, the one that you picked.
Mm.
Yeah. Our whole lives, which is super fascinating to me, is about weighing the want versus the need. And that right there, I don't think we ignore red flags. I think we postpone them. We're like, okay. I'm not ready to be there yet.
Okay.
Until I'm ready to be there, I'm going to say that this red flag right here is just a shade off of red. And what it signifies is intervention. And I can handle this. I am the intervention. I am the fixer. I am the bringer
of peace. So we turn our red flags pink.
Yep. The red flags will always be red. We're either colorblind or we're not.
Rose-colored glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where the saying came from.
Exactly.
So isn't that essentially ignoring?
Yeah, it could be.
I'm not acknowledging this right now.
That's the thing. I think there's a difference between acknowledging and justifying. Like not acknowledging and justifying. I'm not acknowledging, I'm ignoring. Or I see it, but XYZ, making excuses for it.
Okay.
I also don't think it's as ironic as it is, black and white as that.
Oh, of course.
I can just say from personal experience, let me just speak for me, that sometimes those red flags are red, but my want as a human being or as me in that time is so much greater than what I need. And so I justify it. It doesn't matter if you point it out to me. Yeah. Okay, fine.
That's a very interesting perspective.
Yeah. Because my want to be in this relationship and because of your status or because of you or because of what you do or because, or just because it's a big picture, someone sees me with someone, which has never happened. I've never justified it just to be in a relationship.
Right, right.
But my want is greater than what I need you to be, who I need you to be, what I need you to provide.
That's because your want is stemming from what you're lacking in yourself. I'm accepting this very obvious, no good situation because somewhere my core belief is telling me that I don't deserve better than this, or this is as good as it's going to get.
The only reason I'm going to agree with that is because that specific example is absolutely true.
Yeah.
I can relate to that 100%. You and I have had this conversation. And I think you brought it out. You're like, do you not think you deserve to be happy?
Mm.
I think I cried that day. Like I bawled you that did. Day.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't deserve it. And why? Why don't I deserve it? I'm still actually asking that question. If you know the answer.
When you were young, someone, something, a specific situation, a recurring situation happened in your life that told you when you were young.
Assigned to my value.
You weren't good enough, or you weren't important enough, or whatever.
Well, I am happy to report that those instances are becoming shorter in length of time. And let me just tell you.
They're becoming easier to acknowledge, right? Like, wow, I see that this is not right or good, but I'm still allowing myself to be here.
Yeah, because
even though I know I shouldn't be.
I acknowledged in my last relationship all those red flags. I even talked to you about them.
Yeah, you even said like I feel like I should leave, but I don't want to.
And that's a big fucking that's absolutely. A huge like I think
the difference between leaving and staying.
Yeah.
Because how quickly after that did you get to the point where you're like, enough's enough?
It took a whole other year. Versus
still being in this relationship.
It still took a whole other year. But compared to my other relationships, that's a fucking milestone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's like, it's so much easier to recognize. It's a whole other thing entirely to acknowledge. You know, like, you're there, but I'm not talking to you until I feel like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when I talk to you, I'm like, this is why we shouldn't be friends.
right.
Sally.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how we got here. But just in general, like, it's...
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about, like, kind of acknowledging and following what we were saying, like, how easy it was. It's not. It's not easy at all. And these questions... Even though we laugh about them and we're like, seriously, this is your question when it should be a BC or XYZ. Yeah. Like, we know that it's so much harder than what we say it is. Because honestly, we wish someone would give us advice that we know about on our situations.
I don't even need the advice. I just need to get there.
Well, I wish we followed our own advice. But it's always so much easier to give it than to follow it.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I don't know, but it'll be a while before I do Abby again then, huh? Good shit, but we got to fucking, except that one, we were like, not so.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
That's all she
wrote. Another fucking week down.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining another week of this fascinating.
Too much.
Analysis.
No.
Thanks for joining us.
Period.
And you know the deal, all of it and then some. You're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're gorgeous. Everything about you is absolutely sensational.
And do not settle for less.
Yeah, and fuck them even if she knows. And thank you for listening. What? She knows.
You've definitely been ill advised.
That was so creepy. Ill-Advised is hosted and produced by Stephanie and Ray,
aka your Biffs.
Send us your questions, your comments, all of your concerns,
and your drink recommendations
to illadvisedthepodcast@gmail.com. You can catch up on all of our episodes and our show notes at illadvisedthepodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at illadvisedthepodcast. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe
on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen.
You've been ill-advised.